This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. According to people who watch this stuff pretty closely, the Food and Drug Administration is expected to approve a big new drug from Novartis by the end of the month. It's a gene therapy drug that treats a rare disease called spinal muscular atrophy, which in its worst form can be fatal for babies born with it. It is, however, going to be expensive, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
Novartis hasn't set the price tag for the new drug, Zolgensma, which treats defective genes, but industry analysts expect it will be anywhere from $1.5 to $5 million per patient.
So when you think about how expensive a drug is, it's important to think about the value it provides.
Dr. David Rind is with ICER, a research group that analyzes drug prices. He says this drug could potentially save the lives of hundreds of children every year. But still,
if they come in at $4 or $5 million, that's not reasonable value for this therapy, even given the wonderful things that it does.
He says $1.5 million would be a fair price. But really, Novartis can price the drug however it wants, says Rena Conti, who teaches health policy and law at Boston University.
There is absolutely no pricing pressure that reduces the amount of money that Novartis or any other company can charge.
Novartis did not respond to our request for comment. There is a limit, however, to what insurance companies will pay. David Merritt is with the industry group America's Health Insurance Plans.
And we have to figure out a way to balance access with affordability because, you know, these new therapies are useless if no one can afford them.
The affordability issue will only grow. The FDA expects to approve 10 to 20 expensive gene and cell therapy drugs every year for the next several years. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.